The prophet Isaiah lived and ministered during the period of Assyrian world domination. He prophesied in Judah, his homeland, at a critical time in the history of the southern kingdom. King Uzziah's relatively peaceful and prosperous reign was followed by a time of change and upheaval. During the reign of Uzziah's son, Jotham, Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, king of Israel, joined forces to overthrow the kingdom of Judah, and nearly succeeded. The struggle continued into the reign of Ahaz, when Isaiah foretold the coming fall of Judah's enemies and the spread of Assyrian domination. Shortly afterwards, Damascus was captured, and 10 years later, in 722 BC, Samaria was taken and the Israelites deported. Jotham's son Ahaz was a degenerate and idolatrous king. During the last years of his father's reign, he became co-regent, and the people of Judah sank into dissolute living and open idolatry. Isaiah stigmatized the superstition, cruelty, immorality, and idolatry of the people of Judah with exemplary courage and vigor, but also the wickedness of Judah's enemies, and he foretold coming judgment on all nations. His book paints a very somber picture of the moral and spiritual state of the men of Judah at that time, calling them a sinful and rebellious nation, loaded with guilt, a brood of evildoers. "From the sole of your foot to the top of your head there is no soundness," said the prophet, "only wounds and bruises and open sores." Isaiah even compared the nation to Sodom and Gomorrah. Their empty worship and meaningless sacrifices were hateful to the Lord, because Judah and Jerusalem had become a people of adulterers, thieves, and murderers. Through his prophet, the Lord called them back to repentance and obedience. "Come now, let us reason together," said the Lord. "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they shall be like wool, if you are willing and obedient." Should the men of Judah refuse to repent, warned the prophet, the kingdom would be overrun and destroyed. Judgment would come upon all the nations, for all were guilty. Jerusalem, the once faithful city, had become a harlot, full of unpunished murderers and dishonest judges. The whole sinful nation had spurned the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah foretold that the people of Judah would go into captivity to Babylon. Nevertheless, a remnant would return to their homeland. The deliverance of the people, he said, and the restoration of Jerusalem would be the work of a Persian king named Cyrus. This prophecy was made nearly 2 centuries before the birth of Cyrus and about 150 years before the fall of Jerusalem. Of all Old Testament prophets, Isaiah was the one who received from God the most numerous and detailed revelations about the person and work of Christ. Concerning his birth, the prophet announced, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel, that is, God with us." "A great light has dawned in Galilee, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." The Messiah, born of the line of David and also of divine origin, would finally establish his universal and eternal kingdom, upholding justice, righteousness, and peace forever. "The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him," said the prophet, "the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." The time would come when the whole earth would live in peace under the reign of the Messiah King. But the prophet also gave another very different portrait of the coming Redeemer. The servant of the Lord, the Savior of mankind, would be despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. His appearance would be disfigured and his form marred beyond human likeness. "But he was pierced for our transgressions," said Isaiah. "He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, yet he did not open his mouth." Christ, the Lamb of God, was the divinely appointed sin-bearer, smitten by God and afflicted. yet he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. "We all like sheep have gone astray," said the prophet. "Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." These events were accomplished in every detail about 700 years later. Isaiah ends his prophecy by announcing that the suffering of the Lord's righteous servant would be followed by glory and would obtain the salvation of many. Next episode, Ahaz of Judah.